Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air
and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast inside the Crossbreed Holster Studios with me begins right now. How the heck are you? What an unbelievable week last week was. It's hard for me to believe. You know, like tonight on Armed American Radio today, depending on when you're listening to the show, it's, you know, 8 p.m. on the East Coast. It's 5 p.m. on the West Coast. I tend to forget that that Sunday is actually the beginning of the week. You know, a lot of people think Sunday's the end of the week and Monday starts the new. No, today's the beginning of the week. Last week was brutal, man. It was brutal. There was so much information coming at us. If you listen to the daytime show, or if you pick up the podcast of the daytime programs, you know, this show airs 6 days a week on national radio across the country. And I had Dave Workman on last week. And many of you can't listen to the show every day while you're working, that kind of thing, or whatever it airs in your market. So you pick up the podcast. If you listen to the podcast, you heard me talking with Dave Workman last week about how much stuff was coming at us. Last week, you heard me talk with Mr. Alan Gottlieb of the Second Amendment Foundation about how much stuff is coming at us. This week on the daily program, I discussed in great detail. I had a blast on the show last week, by the way, following kind of a trail, using some pieces that started with the LA Times editorial board and how they're now forming a new narrative by refusing to mention what type of gun was used in a crime in those three horrific mass murders in California last week, because none of them were the AR-15 that they demonized. So by wiping out the description of the gun, if you will, what happens? They go after the gun. And that's what they said in the entire editorial. It's always about the gun. And by not distinguishing between the handgun and the AR-15, that in and of itself is a dog whistle, because they're essentially calling for banning of all guns now. That's where the column went. So we ran with that throughout the week. And then we kind of turned it into Pete Buttigieg and what he's up to and the new narrative that the media is creating there, and racism and homophobia. It's a mess out there. If you're a pro-gun, pro-rights individual, the attacks coming at you are incredible. And they are constantly creating new narratives, throwing something against the wall and seeing what sticks. And that's what we were talking about with Dave Workman and just how bad it actually is and was last week. And is going to stay and unfortunately get worse and worse and worse. But I'm going to tell you something now. I'm going to cheer you up a little bit. I've been really excited about doing this, even though I kind of blew it last week. People were calling North American Arms looking for the free hat before I told them that we could go ahead and call and ask North American Arms or tell them that you want the free hat. Let me explain what I'm talking about. Our newest corporate partner, North American Arms, right up there with Car Arms and others, they're just supporting this program like nobody's business. Gunbroker.com with the giveaways. I've got more to tell you about that in a minute. But North American Arms said, hey, have everybody for your gun giveaway. And you know what I should just do? I should probably just start this right from the beginning because we're going to make the announcement now. So let's do this. Even though many of you know this. Next week at this exact time, I will be announcing the winner of one of my very own North American Arms, one of my prized North American Arms Mini 22s, right out of my own safe. One of you, the grand prize winner, is going to win one of my guns out of my safe. And believe me, my North American Arms Minis are prized possessions. I think you've heard me talk about it over the last decade. North American Arms knows it. I've written about it many, many times. I absolutely love these firearms. It is the gun that you can carry with you even when you can't carry a gun. I believe that was the Mad Ogre that said that years ago. Spot on. It's the gun you can carry when you can't carry a gun. It can go anywhere, everywhere, no matter the attire. One of you is going to win that gun. I'll tell you how in just a second. North American Arms heard me talking about that and said, well, hey, We want to match that. So then the dilemma became, should we give one winner two guns, or should we give a grand prize winner my gun out of my safe, and then a second winner, a runner-up, a North American Arms matching gun right from North American Arms. And you know what we decided? Let's give two winners a chance. Let's extend it for everybody. And let's not just make the first 500 that call North American Arms for the free hat. I'll get there in just a second. Be eligible. But everybody. So here's the deal. There's two ways for you to enter to win one of these two guns. So two of you are going to win. One for each of you, right? Here's how you're going to do it. You can call North American Arms. Now, I'm not going to give you the phone number. I've decided not to do that. Why? Just go to the website. Find the number on the page. Make it kind of a hunt. You got to work for something here, right? And it's really cool. Their site's really neat. But all you got to do is scroll to the bottom of the homepage. You'll see the number. Call the number at North American Arms. Tell them you heard on Armed American Radio that they were giving free hats to Armed American Radio listeners. And guess what happens? They're going to send you a brand new North American Arms hat. And it's not one of the cheap mesh things. Not that, you know, mesh hats are cheap. But this is a really, really nice hat. Some of you are already sending me emails telling me that you've received your hats before I even made the official announcement. All right? So let's continue. So that's how you can do it. You can do that. You get the free hat sent to you. Hopefully they don't run out of hats. They've been getting a ton of calls. That's okay. You get the free hat. Your name's on the list. You are automatically entered to win the gun. Don't want the free hat? Don't want to go to the website? Don't want to make a phone call? Hey, we got you covered there too. Go to my website. About 5 seconds after you're on my website, it's going to pop up. Do you want to win the gun? Simply answer yes. We need your name and an email address, and you're entered in the list to win the gun. You're not going to get spammed with anything. We just want you to win the gun. I'd like to see you get the hat. You can do either. It doesn't make any difference. Next week at this time, we're going to announce the grand prize winner, one of my guns out of my safe, and the runner-up is going to win the matching gun that I decide. And I don't know which gun it's going to be yet. They're all prized. I'm going to cry and look at them. I love them all. So we'll see what it is. This will go up on social media tomorrow, Facebook, Instagram, and everything else. So good luck. Participate. I hope you win. I hope it's you that I'm saying that's sending the gun to. Now, let's have some fun here for the sake of the anti-gunners that are listening, that are thinking, oh, he doesn't know these people. He's going to send him a gun. No, that's not the way it works, you clown posse lunatic. I take the gun to my gun dealer, who will then send it to a gun dealer of the winner's choice with an FFL, and will have to get a background check to pick up the gun. You see how that works? Your lies don't work on this program. Anybody that wins a gun, whether it comes from North American Arms or me, picks it up at a dealer where they have to, by the way, supply the FFL of the dealer that it's being sent to so that it can be sent lawfully. Once the dealer gets it, they're notified. They come in, fill out the NICS 4473, pass the background check, and get the gun. It's that simple. If they don't pass the background check, the winner doesn't get the gun. Okay, now, that's a really fun giveaway. Gunbroker.com, because it's coming up next week, is December 1st already, if you can believe it. Coming up next week, I'm going to give a range bag, a Gunbroker.com range bag away. I've got three of them, and I was talking with Patricia Huff. Should we just give them all at one time for a big Christmas explosion? Or should we stretch it out over the month? So we're going to stretch it out over the month. So beginning the second week, which will be December 8th on MonsterCast, what we're going to do is give away a gun bag, a range bag, and then the next week a range bag, and the next week a range bag. So we got something free for you, opportunity for you to win every single week on Armed American Radio's MonsterCast. Thanks to our great partners and sponsors of this broadcast. To have the ability and the freedom to do this with you now is so refreshing. I love it. As listeners over the many, many years on hundreds of radio stations, you've earned it. And thank God I'm able to do it for you. I'm thrilled to be able to do it. You can reach me directly, mark@armedamericanradio.org. If you have any questions, I'll be more than happy to help you out. In the meantime, here's what I got to ask you to do before I go to a break. Keep your fingers crossed. I'm getting ready, hopefully, to bring you a guest, a dear friend of mine, someone who you've not heard on this program for a very long time, but is known as a super fan favorite, an original member of the Armed American Radio Roundtable. Some of you already know, I may have already given it away, but I don't yet know if we've got permission to bring him on. My fingers are crossed. I am waiting with bated breath for the phone to ring during the break or a text to be received that I can tell you yes, or I'm going to have to tell you, here's who I wanted to bring on, and we were unable to do so. So I need you to help with me. Give me some mojo here And if you're successful, we're going to have a great three quarters of the next hour, I promise. All right, what's coming up on the rest of the program? Really fun stuff. I've got stuff live to tape yesterday from the event at the High Caliber Gun Shop. Patricia Huff is going to be with me. Brad Primo is going to be with me from Lead Slingers. In addition to that, coming up in the third hour, I've got a truck driver who was at the event going to be there, and David Codrey is going to be there. Rob Pincus with the tip of the week, the pro tip of the week. Going to be a great program. Don't miss it. Buckle in. Lots of fun. Armed American Radio's MonsterCast is getting ready to kick it all off right now.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Oh. to Sebastian Gorka letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, segment two. I teased you in the first segment, did I not? I asked for you to collectively say a prayer that I could get my next guest in here, and I was successful. Here's what I want to do. The introduction, I'm speechless. This is an individual who I look at as a mentor, is a lifelong friend, an individual who has been an original contributor to this program and a fan favorite for nearly a decade. One of the original participants in the original roundtable in Hour 3, and dear, dear friend of mine. Yeah, this is so exciting to say, Mr. Neil McCabe from One American News Network, national political correspondent, White House correspondent, Capitol Hill. Am I missing anything, Neil? And welcome to the show, my friend.
It's great to be here, Mark. Great to be back. You know, they whenever there's a suspicious fire, you know, the police always videotape the crowd because they say the arsonist always returns to watch the flames. So there I am again to watch the flames.
Did I miss anything in your introduction? Let's get that straight.
Well, I don't know. There's such a long list, but I'm very proud of my military service. I spent 15 months in Iraq as a combat historian, spent 3 years at sea on Coast Guard Cutter Campbell, and I've worked for some great publications like Breitbart and Human Events, and the greatest newspaper in the world, The Pilot, which is Boston's Catholic paper. I wrote there for 8 years. And so, but I guess the top of the list, of course, is that my tenure as the Washington editor of Armed American Radio. And so that boomerang has come around to hit you in the face, Mark, and here I am.
I love it. And hopefully after the show today, we can go out for some ribs, Neil. We can go out and get some ribs. Longtime listeners know exactly what I'm talking about. You new listeners are going to have to go back and listen to some old podcast versions or ask a friend, but it's a classic. And Neil, of course, now with One American News Network, he graces your national television screen. You see him every single day reporting from the Capitol. Neil, I don't even know where to start with you. So let's just start with, before I go to the whole Trump deal, which we definitely want to go with you while we have you here today. But let's go back to the whole Beto O'Rourke thing and the confiscation of firearms, because you did this on, you were a guest on this program for many, many, many years. And we talked about that very thing. And we were called nuts by a lot of people. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to guess that you felt the same way I did when Beto came out and said what he said. Wow, what a relief to know that they're finally saying what we said they were going to say. Your thoughts on that whole thing?
Well, it's always very interesting to me that whenever there's a horrible plane crash and 300, 200 people are killed in one of these airliner accidents, the first thing they say and the thing they say over and over again is, yes, these 300 people were killed in an accident, but flying is the safest way to travel. And it's exactly the opposite when you think about these spree shooters and, you know, when you have somebody, unfortunately, you know, go after innocents in one of these mass casualty situations. And, you know, in reality, what happens after any of these sort of mass casualty spree shootings is that real Americans go out and they get themselves their own guns. And I think that there's a lot of people who have guns for hunting, who have guns for sport, but a lot of Americans, millions of Americans, have guns to protect their families and their business. And they wish they did not live in a world where that was necessary, but it is necessary. And because there is no obligation to be a victim, that's what people do in reality. And so when Beto O'Rourke tried to exploit the tragedy in his hometown of El Paso, Texas, you know, the media was just sort of pumping it up. But the reality is it's actually the opposite of what real Americans, their instinct is to do when they sense that they themselves or their family or their business is in danger. They want to be armed. They don't want to be disarmed and wait for the police to show up with yellow tape taking witness statements.
You know, Neil, we don't have an obligation to be a victim. I like that. It was brilliant. you know, when Beto came out and said what he said, I believe that he, along with the rest of the whole cadre over there, that what 2,100 people that are running on the left that are showing up at these debates, I believe that they were shocked to find out that that didn't get any traction, that Beto's numbers stayed in the toilet. We saw Swalwell before him stay in the toilet and have to drop out of the race. Everybody screaming very loud and vocally for what Beto was screaming for never really got any traction. Now, we know that the rest of them, by virtue of their silence, are all in agreement with Beto. We know that's their goal. Your good friend and my good friend, Alan Gottlieb, has made it very clear we're going to make them eat it in 2020 because they now own confiscation and are no longer in a position to walk it back. That's been a position that we've known for many, many, many years. Did it surprise you at all to see the poll numbers stay flat and the rest of them kind of, even though they want to run on it, now they can't, but we know they're going to?
It's a weird thing with presidential candidates and campaigns because a lot of times their launch or their kickoff is actually the best day they will ever have. And that's exactly what happened with Beto. And as he noticed his numbers starting to slip, he basically went for what he thought was the easy play in coming out against AR-15s and having armed Americans. And it just didn't resonate. It's, you know, people say, right, it's like if you, you know, it's like pollsters, right? If people, you call 1,000 people, 1,000 smokers, and the pollster asks, do you want to quit smoking? They'll all say yes. How many of them are actually going to quit smoking? And it's one of those cases, unfortunately, with the sort of the taboo that has come out around guns and gun ownership, people lie to pollsters, people lie to reporters, people lie to politicians, but in reality, people do not want to be disarmed, Mark.
You know that. I know that. Have they figured it out? Or are they going to pull the Joy Behar? Don't tell them you're coming to get your guns. Just get elected and then do it.
Well, it's going to be very hard when you have you know, Michael Bloomberg entering the race, former mayor of New York, who is another guy who's absolutely, I mean, he is a confiscation guy. I mean, he wants to confiscate your cigarettes. He wants to take your guns. He wants to take your sugary, slippery drinks. You know, and it's what do you do when you're on stage and, you know, the donor class in the Democratic Party is hard left. And this is in the primaries, the real primary. Everybody focuses on, say, Iowa caucuses or New Hampshire. The real primary is the moneyed classes. Who are those big donors going to back? And those big donors, they want impeachment. They want disarmament. They want to get rid of fossil fuels. I mean, they are hardcore left, Mark. And I mean, Bloomberg's not going to make it easier for any of the Democrats because he's going to make it less easy for them to move towards the center when they make that pivot and have to talk to real Americans.
And that's coming after the primaries. Neil, we're getting ready to take a break. I've got so much to talk with you about. Thank you for being here and taking time out of your schedule at One American News to jump on Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in these Crossbreed Holster studios with me. You are a beloved fan favorite. Neil McCabe joins me from One American News Network. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, Remind them the founding fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Crossbreed Holster Studios with me for the continuation of the Monster Cast. This segment of Armed American Radio is being proudly sponsored by GetSupply.com. The perfect shave is closer than you think. Believe me, I know. Say hello to the last razor you'll ever buy. I did. I'll explain that in just a second. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with a very special guest continues. Before I get back to Neil McCabe, let me remind you, please support the sponsors that make it possible for us to bring the voices of Neil McCabe and Alan Gottlieb and A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News. And in the coming third hour, David Kodria, what wisdom we're going to get from him. That's gunbroker.com. It doesn't cost a thing. Just sign up. The Coffee Club. Join it at Defender Coffee. Every sip you take supports the Second Amendment. Join over there. Get the free coffee or the free shipping by using the promo code AAR. You drink coffee every day anyway. At least give to the Second Amendment Foundation or the pro-rights organization of your choice. Supply.com. Every time you shave, you support the Second Amendment. Please support our sponsors that make it possible to bring Neil's voice to the program. Crossbreed Holsters, Vault Pro, Defender Coffee, Gunbroker.com, the Second Amendment Foundation, Emerson Knives, MyPillow, Taser, and the rest of them. Let's get back to Neil McCabe. Neil, I want to go. I'm going to take you back to Bloomberg, okay? I don't get a lot of time to chat with you on air about this, and these are important topics. Michael Bloomberg, sure. The fear that I have about Michael Bloomberg is, although we all know what he's about, as you said, he'll confiscate anything and everything, he's going to try to pull himself off as a moderate. Now, first of all, can you give us any indication that he is 100% going to run? You are plugged into D.C. Your bet.
Oh, he's in. He's already announced a $30 million ad buy. He's in it to win it, Mark.
Oh, yeah. He's certainly not in it to lose it. And I said this on the daytime show, I'll tell you. A battle between Bloomberg and Trump, I vision as the old original 1980s Superman. You know, General Zod and Superman going at it above the city with all the destruction raining down on the people below. I think that's what a fight with those two would look like if Bloomberg pulls out the primary. I'm not convinced he's going to be able to do it because Americans see through him, particularly gun owners. He really raises feathers. He's a known commodity. Can he succeed in coming off as a moderate when we all know what he's about?
Well, he can't come off as moderate because you can't win in the Democratic primaries as a moderate. And, you know, the one thing that people liked about Bloomberg was stop and frisk because, you know, he basically put a smile on the policies of Rudy Giuliani that took back the city of New York for New Yorkers. And so the one thing that people basically hung on to say nice things about Bloomberg was stop and frisk. And he came out and apologized for stop and frisk. So on the whole list of issues, Bloomberg now lines up with the most radical of the left wing.
And, you know, he's going to have to own that apology because we have him on tape talking about how the other leftist candidates are always being forced to apologize for their position. So Bloomberg has trouble right out of the box. Agree?
No, I mean, absolutely. I mean, let me just make this quick point about comparing Bloomberg to, say, Trump. Trump spent probably half as much money as Hillary Clinton in 2016. And so the idea that Bloomberg is going to be able to outspend his way into the White House is absurd. There's a whole list of these famous candidates who have spent millions and millions of dollars. Remember Jeb Bush before the New Hampshire primary. Jeb Bush had raised $150 million, and he didn't make it past South Carolina.
I'm going to ask you for your take on this. Listener, here's why I'm going to do this. You know, it was you the night of the election in 2016 that kept me and my father and my mother sane and my wife sane. You recall the conversation, and it was the confidence that I got from you as a mentor, political mentor, for the months leading up to the campaign to ask you point blank at near 1 o'clock in the morning, Neil, are we going to pull this off? And you told me, I feel very comfortable telling your listeners Trump plus 300 electoral votes. And I did. And I felt comfortable with that as well. Or I would have never said it on the airwaves. As we discussed it, we were right about that. We spoke at 4 o'clock in the morning that night. I think I was in tears. Your thoughts on whether or not Trump can pull this out in 2016 before we go in a different direction. I want to get your gut feeling on that. Or 2020. I'm sorry.
What I would tell you, the question really is, what states did Trump win in 2016 that he now loses in 2020? I can't think of one. And then the next question is, can Trump win additional states? And I think that Minnesota is in play. I think New Hampshire is in play. I wouldn't be surprised if Connecticut or New Jersey and Rhode Island also flipped for the president. And so we're going to see the president win by a bigger margin in the Electoral College than he won in 2016. And remember, the popular vote is kind of deceiving, right? Because nobody campaigns in California. So if you lose by 5 million votes in California, that goes to the popular vote, but it has nothing to do with the Electoral College because people don't even campaign in California. And that's 10% of the population is in California.
Well, of course we know that. Hillary Clinton's very well aware of that. Of course, they're trying to change that dynamic now, too. So let me ask you this. With Bloomberg in, prediction, who do you think can pull this out now on the leftist? You know, we've got a whole bunch of them over there. I call them, you know, the socialists, and that's what they are. They're just the socialist clown posse. I don't see personally any one of them that are capable of beating Trump. Bloomberg scares me for one reason, because I believe that he's going to be able to con enough people on television with his fake ads and the amount of money that he has, that he is in fact a moderate. If he were to win the primary and begin to move more to the center, he's going to be able to fool a lot of people. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with my frame of thinking there?
Well, what's going to happen is that people inside the Democratic Party are going to accept that Donald Trump gets reelected. And so then the question is, who do we send up as a sacrificial lamb? So believe me, Kamala Harris does not want 8 years of Elizabeth Warren, right? Cory Booker does not want 8 years of Joe Biden. And so it's like it reaches a point where you decide internally to write off an election and basically let Trump win it because we'll have a better shot in 4 years. Now, I'm not saying they've reached that point yet, it could very well be that a number of people decide, you know what, let's give it to Bloomberg, have him go up against Trump, beat him up as much as he can, and then when Trump gets out of office in 2024, it'll be, you know, an open race, and that's when we'll be ready.
Neil, they're crazy out of their minds right now. I don't see them giving the election to Donald Trump. They're not going to be able to handle it. They're going to pop at the seams. These people need psychological assistance as it already stands. How are they going to be able to put up with another 4 years?
But, you know, Cory Booker is not going to help Elizabeth Warren get into the White House for 8 years. Like, these guys don't want to wait 8 years. And so they're fighting to make themselves president. But what's going to happen is they're going to reach a point when they realize it's not going to work for them.
Cut it to four instead of eight is what you're saying.
And so basically, I mean, that I'm not saying we've reached that point yet, but we've seen that in the past. And so, you know, Cory Booker doesn't want Mayor Pete to be president of the United States for 8 years. Now, obviously, some of these guys aren't really running for president. They're running to get their name out there so that they can be cabinet officers. Like Klobuchar is basically running to be a cabinet officer or to just sort of raise her national profile. Klobuchar doesn't really believe that she's going to be president of the United States. Tulsi Gabbard does not believe that she's going to be president of the United States, but she is going to get book deals and her speaking fees are going to go through the roof. And so, you know, it's people run for different reasons. I can tell you right now that Donald Trump is going to win the election in 2020. Doesn't matter who they put up.
But, you know, I'm not.
He doesn't lose any states that he won in 2016, and he actually picks up states that he lost in 2016.
All right, I'm going to leave it at that and close out this segment with, I believe you, I believe it's going to be a landslide in 2020, and I believe that impeachment, this farce, this sham of an impeachment, is pushing it in that direction. I cannot believe the stupidity of the socialists in this country today who are, for whatever reason, believe that this sham being run by one of the biggest sham artists ever, and that's Schiff, just a known liar. Pushing this is going to do them any good. I can't understand what their rationale for that is. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation with Neil McCabe, and we're going to talk a little bit about that aspect of what's going on and why this thing electorally breaks out the way it is. Hopefully, we're helping put your mind at ease a little bit on Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Don't go away.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them, it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with a select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Neil McKay, welcome back inside these Crossbreed Holster Studios. Brother, I could keep you here for hours and hours and hours. I'm talking with Neil McKay, One American News Network.
Mark, let's build a fire. Let's build a fire, Mark, and just relax.
Do you want to build a fire and sit back and chill a little bit? Can you stay for another hour, even though I've got it booked up? Here's the thing. This is what I love so much about having you on. I can tell people that they can watch you report and deliver actual news on One American News Network. And as you know, I always get a kick out of watching you on my monitors, in the studio, while the show is on. I just think that's wonderful, particularly when I'm talking with you and they're running some tape stuff that you did during the day. I just think it's awesome, and it's so good to have you here. Thank you for coming back and always being such a huge part of this program over the last several years. Now, you know I own the program now, and it's changed the way we're able to do things here, and I'm hopeful that we can bring you in more frequently than we have been able to in the past, and you can help us do all of the fun things as we continue to grow Armed American Radio North and just explode it. So thank you, man, for being here. Hey, real quick, Neil, I want to let listeners know, and you know, I want to remind you, listeners, don't forget this. I'll mention it again in the next hour and in the third, but the North American Arms free gun giveaway is going away. All you have to do is call North American Arms. You'll notice I'm not giving you the number. That's by design. Simply go to North American Arms, find the number, call them, tell them you heard it on Armed American Radio. They're giving away free hats. You get a free hat out of the deal, and you're in the running to win one of two guns, one of them out of my very gun safe. Let's go back to Neil McCabe. Neil, thank you for being here. Always awesome. One American News Network correspondent in D.C. Let's go back to, I hope we're making people feel better. I love when you come on, you make me feel better when you tell me that Trump is going to win the election. We've had these conversations for years. I'm glad to be able to bring it to listeners. Who do you think gets the nomination? Who's your best guess?
I think Biden has tremendous resilience. You know, I talked before about, the sort of the donor primary that happens before the actual caucuses and primaries. Really, the first primary that candidates compete in is called the staff primary. And so that's like who actually signs up. I guess the best example of the sort of staffer primary is when you saw in 2008 that all of the people who had been in sort of like cabinet positions with Bill Clinton went to Hillary Clinton. But all of these people who had been the deputies actually running departments and running agencies, those people were all going with Barack Obama. And it was a signal to people that the people actually running things in the government were saying, you know what, we want to be with Barack. And that was a big signal. I think that when you look at the Biden campaign, there is tremendous talent, there's tremendous experience, and there's a tremendous sort of institutional knowledge of both Democratic and national politics inside the Biden camp. And that's going to be sort of carrying Joe Biden through things. And I think that's why people have a lot of confidence inside the Democratic Party that, hey, maybe this guy has lost his fastball, but the team around him is going to carry Joe Biden, and they have confidence that it would be a competent administration moving forward. And so I think Elizabeth Warren has a chance. I think Bloomberg has a chance coming in even this late, because it may be one of those cases where the Democratic leadership says, hey, let's just watch this clash of the titans between these two billionaires, and then we'll just pick up the pieces for 2024.
Yeah, it's not out of the realm of possibility. I think Biden is so gaffe prone. We've seen so many mistakes from Biden. I think a lot of people in that donor class don't believe he's got it all of his rocks are, you know, I think they feel maybe his rocks are broken at this point. I don't know. I don't believe it.
There's this great columnist for the Daily News, and he does a lot of radio too. It's Derek Hunter, and he wrote during the Obama administration that because the press is actually on the Obama team, right? Lying to the American people has the same risk as saying hello. So, Biden can have a ton of gaffes, but none of them are going to be amplified the way something would be happening on the Republican side. So if Trump trips over his words, you know, it just becomes this huge scandal, right? But really, I mean, Biden has gaffes all the time that you don't even hear about. And so they're going to try to carry him.
Yeah, I don't argue with that point. We know what the media is capable of doing. I've been complaining about it and researching it and reporting on it for many, many, many years. There's no question that the media is going to make the decision. I'm not yet convinced they're going to decide on Biden yet. I think the media is in it for a far left candidate, much farther left than Biden, even though he's pretending to go that far left. I think Biden will drift center if he gets the nomination. He'll lie and do what he has to do in order to get that. It's dynamic. It's fluid. No question. I didn't mean to put you on the spot. It's early to pick a candidate. But I just do not believe that America is ready to go Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders, who would actually make the comment, no child in America should have to be considered a criminal simply for wanting to pay for having to pay back a debt that they borrowed. Excuse me. You borrowed it. You pay it back. Americans understand that.
Bernie Sanders,
it doesn't stand a chance.
Bernie Sanders is not going to be the nominee. I mean, everyone knows that. And, you know, it's almost it's sad. It reaches a point, you know, because there's a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of people who are backing. You see now there's a lot of one of the things that goes on in these things is, you know, you have staffers and consultants who just are looking for a paycheck. And I think we're seeing that with the Bernie Sanders team,
right,
that they convinced him to run again because of the tremendous money that he raises. You see that with Deval Patrick, that, you know, as soon as Beto O'Rourke gets out of the race, people who are working for Beto O'Rourke convinced Deval Patrick, the former Massachusetts governor, to run. They're not running to be president of the United States. They're running because they lost their job when Beto O'Rourke got out of the race. And now they're just, you know, if they can raise 10 or 20 or $30 million over the next year, that's, you know, that they can divvy that up. And everybody has a nice Christmas, you know?
You mean to tell me that these people are running to line their own pockets? God forbid. Hey, quick question for you. Does AOC win re-election?
Yes.
Sadly, she does. She really does.
Oh, yeah. The Republican leadership is not going to challenge. They're not going to mount a serious challenge against any Democratic incumbents. They're freshman congressmen that the Republican leadership will go after. There's 31 House Democrats in districts that were won by President Trump. So they're going to focus. And I think there's a compelling logic to it. They're going to go after what they call the Trump 31. Mm-hmm. But AOC is not in one of those districts.
All right. What about the Senate? Do we keep the Senate?
in 2020?
Yeah, the Senate map is not as great as last cycle. I don't have it in my head, but
you think we keep it?
We keep it. The Republicans are defending more seats this time around, but they're relatively safe seats. A lot of Republicans are going to run unopposed or virtually unopposed.
45 seconds. Is impeachment crushing the Democrats and guaranteeing a Trump victory in 2020?
Absolutely. In fact, we just had 2 weeks of detailed arguments over Ukraine policy. It's going to start again in the Judiciary Committee. It's almost like Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker, it's almost like she can't get out of it. She doesn't know how to stop this crazy train.
She's the conductor of it all. Neil McKay, One American News Network, God bless you. Thank you for being here. Listeners, thanks for pulling in that collective prayer that said, bring Neil in. It worked. Neil, I can't wait to have you back on. Tell us you're going to rejoin us again real soon, please.
Absolutely, Mark. Good to be with you.
Well, maybe we can go out and get us some ribs now. Neil McKay, One American News Network. I'll be back with my tape segments from yesterday's deal over at High Caliber Gun Range Firearms, Gun and Pistol Range in Holly Springs, Georgia. Don't go away. Thanks, Neil.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.